How do you do, everyone? Jim Tully now brings us the brief story of the life of Spencer Tracy, whose amazing rise in films has still left him, in Jim Tully's words, the most sincere fellow in the celluloid town. Tell us, Jim, what do you think of Spencer Tracy?
Well, Lee, he's the only actor in Hollywood ever to win the award of the Screenwriters Guild twice in succession. For his work as Joe Wilson in Fury, he was given the award and followed it by being presented with the Covenant Trophy for his fine characterization as Father Tim Mullen, the priest in San Francisco. Spencer Tracy is Irish on his father's side and on his mother's Yankee. He was born in Milwaukee, from whence also came Alfred Lunt, Pat O'Brien, Lenore Ulrich, and Gilda Gray. His parents were in modest circumstances. He attended various schools in Milwaukee and was soon bitten by the theatrical bug, and he did not recover. Finding it difficult to continue his studies, he held a conference with his father. He wanted to study to be an actor. "Is that necessary?" asked the bewildered father. "Yes, there was an Academy of Dramatic Art in New York." After his father had sold a Liberty bond, Spencer was on his way east, where Pat O'Brien, a neighbor boy, had preceded him. For financial reasons, Spencer had to withdraw from the Academy after a few months. He had a few small acting jobs and then was given a role in the Royal Fandango Company of Ethel Barrymore. He thought he was on his way. He was, but not far. One caustic critic said that he acted like a fellow picked up with a property man. After wandering around in stock, he returned to New York and engaged a room with Pat O'Brien. One evening, after 3 weeks of waiting, Spencer received a call for a stage engagement immediately as a man about town. He would appear in a dress suit. He hurried to the closet. Pat had the dress suit. But where was Pat? He went to all the places in New York where Mr. O'Brien dallied. No one had seen Patrick. By some impulse, he decided to go to the theater where he had lost his big chance. There he saw Patrick O'Brien, resplendent in the dress suit. Words choked in the Tracy throat. "What a pal," he finally said sneeringly. "What do you mean, what a pal?" the astonished Mr. O'Brien ejaculated. "We get $20 a day for the next week. I'm working, dress suit and all, in this super production." "But how did you get the job?" asked Spencer. "Well," continued Patrick, "I was promenading down Broadway looking hungry at a restaurant when who comes along with Mr. Jack Oakey. He told me they needed sex appeal over in this show, so I went right over and they signed me presto. You know Jack's a chorus boy there, doing good too. You should hear him sing Love Me and the World is Mine." After many varied and interesting episodes with his friend Pat O'Brien, Spencer Tracy finally received his big chance. It was to play the role that was later to vault Clark Gable to fame, that of Killer Mears, in that most tragic of prison plays, The Last Smile. In the audience was John Ford, famous later as the director of The Informer, and Pat O'Brien, who had just signed a Hollywood contract. "I want you to see this Tracy," Pat said to the director. "He's a very great actor. He'll tear the roof off in that third act." Never, at least in the memory of this generation, was there such a scene. No one was more impressive than the vehement and vital Tracy while the state collected the tawdry debt of death from one to whom it owed much more. Convicts banged at the bars of their cells while the lights dimmed to indicate that another blotch of red was on the ledger of society. A fearful silence came over the audience. It was broken with the piercing words of "That a boy, Spence," from Pat O'Brien. John Ford brought Spencer Tracy to Hollywood. The rest is vivid screen history. Spencer Tracy is not only one of the great actors of the cinema, he is the most human, sincere, and popular man in the celluloid town.
Thank you, Jim Tully. Tomorrow at the same time, we will hear another interesting story by Jim Tully around the life of another outstanding personality in the world today. Lee Trent speaking.